secondrunnings.me. So I am out for a walk today on day 3 of my Create-a-thon 2015. And I'm out for a walk today in particular because this is probably the final day for the next few weeks of temperatures above 20, 25 degrees here in Minnesota. I've got a bit of a cold snap that will be coming in later tonight probably, recording this on a Saturday morning. So I decided to go out for a little bit of a walk and decided today, instead of writing a huge blog entry, I'm going to do an audio diary and try and see if this provides a different kind of outlet for being creative and kind of helps keep me motivated. Because I think one of the big problems that I think a lot of us face when we're trying to create things or create things on a regular basis or do things on a regular basis is we oftentimes get a lot of really good ideas right at the start, and we start going at things gung-ho. And I know when I've tried to do daily blogging before or writing a whole bunch of articles and such, I have a lot of really great ideas and I end up having to batch them up. And like when I worked on my technology blog, which is languishing right now, maybe I'll use that as a creative outlet this year as well. But I would write 3 or 4 articles a day, and then I would schedule them out so that they would post in regular intervals and such. But part of the point of this challenge that I want to do for this year is to actually create something every day, so that I'm intentional every day doing something that creates something, comments on something, keeping that kind of running daily log. So that's why I wanted to try for giving myself some freedom to not be limited, first of all, by topic, because I think in the past sometimes when you get so focused on a particular topic, you can burn out on it. And myself in particular, I tend to be a very eclectic person. And so I can burn out rather easily when I focus on one particular thing for too long. Kind of one of those master of none type of people. I'm good at a lot of different things. But so giving myself the freedom on topic, but then also giving myself the freedom on the medium. And so that's why today I'm doing this audio blog. So that every day I don't have to worry if I'm not in the mood to necessarily type a lot and write something. Maybe just pulling out my phone here and doing a voice memo while I'm on a walk or sitting in my car might help to keep things moving from a creative standpoint. So that's why I chose to do that for today. But it does bring up some interesting challenges as I've started to look at doing this creative activity, and that is the tools to do it with. So I went back and forth quite a bit trying to decide on the blogging platform to use, and originally I used WordPress for many years, actually hosted on my own private site and such, and then when I wanted something just a little more straightforward and quick and easy, I switched over to Blogger. It's a lot less features, but it was simpler and not as convoluted when I was just trying to sit down and just write something quickly. However, when I was going back to reevaluate for this project this year, I decided to actually go back to WordPress, and the one feature that actually pushed me over the edge with WordPress was the commenting system. I was rather disappointed with the commenting system on Blogger because it pretty much forces any users who want to utilize your site into using Google Plus as their account mechanism. Or if you go into the legacy aspect of Blogger, you're left with APIs such as AIM and LiveJournal and some things that most people don't even use anymore. So I decided to switch it back to WordPress and just try and live with the complexity and deal with that as I move forward into 2015. Now, the nice thing was that I had already gotten a domain name for the blog, and so it was really just a matter of simply moving things from one provider to another. Though it's been a while since I've done a lot of the real hardcore technology web stuff, even though I'm an IT guy, my career now as an enterprise architect, an infrastructure architect, means that I spend a lot more time using tools like Visio and Microsoft Word and Office and sitting in meetings and strategy planning and types of stuff, as opposed to actually getting my hands dirty. So I was actually chuckling to myself when I was trying to set up the domain name system for moving the blog over, that I had to give myself a quick reminder of, where do I change the C names, where do I change my domain name entry, server entries, and such. So it was kind of a little humorous piece there. But rambling on, of course, with an audio blog is dangerous for me. So I'm trying to figure out with these various tools. I decided on Blogger. Videos, obviously, if I do any kind of video type production, it'll be on YouTube. That one's pretty much a no-brainer. For photography, though, I've been a little hesitant to commit to one single platform on photography. I've used SmugMug before, and that's a really great service, really good for cataloging and managing all of your photos. They're relatively inexpensive, and they allow for storage of infinite amounts of stuff. It's not really a tremendously mainstream platform, but it might serve the purpose there. I've also looked at Flickr and 500px. Both of those are very focused on kind of that front page display of the stream of photos and kind of presenting photos in a stream type fashion. And I've used Flickr a bit. I'm trying out 500px now a little bit. They're both intriguing, and Flickr is certainly usable, and it gets the job done. But it's definitely different. So I'm not exactly 100% sold on it. I'm still working with the UI a bit in terms of organization and stuff. But still a little undecided on the photo front. The one where I'm facing actually a little bit more of a challenge is the audio front for things like this audio diary. There really isn't a YouTube of podcasting or audio the same way that there is for YouTube for video. There are a few big providers out there that do podcasting. Libsyn, Libsyn, obviously is one of the big ones. They have a relatively inexpensive plan for podcasters, can upload certain amounts of megabytes per month depending on your subscription level and such. And they're definitely kind of one of the big players out there. Another one, though, that has really gotten a lot of attention lately is SoundCloud. Mostly that's been for music producers, but they've been trying to branch out more into audio podcasting and newscast kind of stuff. Really nice interface to it, the ability to comment at certain points on the track. I mean, it's got a lot of really nice features to it. Integrates real nice with WordPress and so on. However, they're incredibly limited in terms of the amount of information you can store unless you're willing to really pay a lot of money. It's like $135 a year, which, I can't really justify shelling out right now, at least, unless this takes off into bigger, brighter things. But they're definitely one that I wish had something that was a plan that was a little bit more friendly towards podcasters, and in particular maybe more megabyte-based as opposed to time-based, because when you're doing podcasts and you're doing audio diaries, those are going to be a lot longer than a song. But they can also be stored at a lower bit rate, so they take less storage space. And so I'm not really sure what I'm going to do for my options on this. Initially here, what I might do is just simply utilize the storage that comes with WordPress. It's got the premium subscription for WordPress comes with 13 gigabytes of storage space that you can upload your files to. So initially that might be where where things like this audio podcast get stuck. But in the future, we'll have to see where I end up with that. So that's my rambling thoughts for today. I tend to ramble a lot, which is maybe why audio podcasts are okay for me, because I can just kind of get a stream of consciousness going and talk for a long time. But hopefully it hasn't been too boring for people listening. But if anybody who happens to wander upon this, all two or three of you out there who hear this, if you have any thoughts on the audio hosting capabilities and features and functions, I would love to hear something in the comments. So, and for right now, I think I'm just going to keep walking, enjoy the last potential really nice day here in Minnesota for a little while. And the little trail I can walk by near my house in the woods. That's actually somewhat plowed. I'm a little surprised by it. So hopefully I won't go careening onto my butt and falling down again. But here's to day 3.